Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey, what's going on? Welcome to this edition of Build Your Tribe. Today, Brock and I are going to share with you the five things that literally anyone can monetize on social media. Of course, you know, we love Instagram, so what we're talking about specifically can apply to Instagram, but frankly, it can apply to anything. It can apply to podcasting, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, any social media platform, any place where you have influence, which basically means in your own home, you have the ability to monetize a lot of things that I think very few people recognize. Now, what you'll be listening to is a little snippet from the 3-day how to sell or how to monetize your social media bootcamp that Brock and I have been doing. And in this particular clip, we go over those five things that absolutely anyone can monetize. And we'll get to that in just a moment. But before we do, I just want to really get you thinking in terms of multiple streams of income. I think most people know that they need to monetize something. And that is true. And I want you to start with one thing when you think of something. Start with one thing that you can monetize. And it is your trust that allows you to monetize and to influence others to do things, hopefully, that you believe is in their best interest, that you believe is going to help them improve their lives. Our objective in creating this 3-day bootcamp is to do a couple of things. Number one, I just am not a fan of seeing people spend their entire lives on their phone using social media. I think social media is an incredible tool. I think it's unbelievable. It's unfathomable what you can do for free on social media. When I think back on the money I had to spend and the risks and just the inability to reach customers and how hard it was and how expensive it was to reach anybody before social media, but we found a way, right? Like we always found a way. When I say we, meaning myself and my husband, you, if you were in business before social media was even a thing, you found a way and it wasn't easy. And it required you being scrappy and creative and trying lots of different things. And some of those things worked and some of those things didn't. And I say that because sometimes we get really frustrated with social media and I'll hear my own students say, well, I tried. It's just crickets. No one's responding. I tried doing that. And I don't want to discourage anyone. And I don't want to discount the struggle that people encounter. But I also want, a side of me wants to say, but it does work. You just have to keep trying. You just haven't discovered what works for you. Or maybe you haven't developed your skills in such a way that that technique or that tactic will work. You just need to improve your ability to deliver on it or to be more authentic or to find the right niche or to find the right thing. Like you just have to keep trying. Do not give up. This isn't easy for anyone. It isn't. I mean, I guess for some people it is easy, but for most of us, it's not. You know, I was watching the documentary the other day on LuLaRoe, is that how you pronounce it? It's a network marketing organization. And they were going over statistics of the very small percentage of people who actually make money in network marketing. And I thought, you know, that's kind of a misleading statistic because I imagine the statistic for business owners who make money, especially in the first 5 years of business, is probably equally as low. And it's a business. And frankly, some people, and again, I'm not talking about people who didn't make it in network marketing, but in business in general, there are people who have tenacity and who understand they're going to have to keep going back to the drawing board. They're going to have to keep trying and trying. And when I say trying, that means failing and then picking yourself back up and trying again. If Instagram hasn't been your thing, if you have not yet figured out a way to monetize social media, do not give up. You just haven't figured it out yet, but you will. And one of the key components to all of this, you're going to hear in the next couple of minutes here, the five different areas or ways that you can monetize. But all of these things are dependent upon you having a trust factor with your audience. So listen to this clip and then be sure to come back on Tuesday, because on Tuesday's episode, Brock and I are going to share with you the five biggest mistakes that all entrepreneurs make that actually destroy trust. And if you destroy trust, you have destroyed your ability to sell. If you build trust, no matter what you're doing today, you can be doing something completely different 5 years from now. You will have a much easier time at selling, at conversions, at building a business if you have the trust factor. And you probably already have that trust factor, but you need to tune in on Tuesday and make certain that you're not doing any of these massive mistakes that could mistakenly destroy your trust with your audience. All right, now we're going to jump into the training with Brock and myself. This is from the Grow Your Gram 3-day bootcamp. You can still be a part of it. You haven't missed anything. The videos are still up. You can watch the day that you missed that you're about to listen to a little snippet of it, but you can still join by going to growyourgram.com. In the meantime, enjoy.
Let's talk about what people think it takes to sell on Instagram. This is like the common misconception. This is what most people, a lot of people think is this is all it takes. Step one, you just grow a big following, you know, post some half naked pictures, grow a huge following. Step two, you just post up a link like, hey, everyone, here's my new merch line. You post up a link and then you just count that money, right?
Yeah.
That's what most people think.
They do. And it's false. A couple of things are really important for people to know is, number one, you actually don't need a big following. And it has nothing to do with posting up links. In fact, some of those techniques are actually going to hurt your ability to convert. And it's not about the money. Like, in fact, if you're doing this with, and that's your intention, is like, I just want to make a ton of money, it just rarely works out for people. I think the best way to approach this, and it's Brock and I's belief, that if you enter into this with this understanding that you're here to help people and to serve, and that it's about creating a deeper connection with your following and thinking about what they need, you're going to be incredibly successful and you don't need a big following for that.
I think you can sell something on Instagram if you have just one follower. I think that's the bare minimum. That's all you need. If you have one follower, technically you can sell to that one person.
So let's talk about like one of the very first steps that you do have to have in place. Because we said we're not going to cover the basics, but we are going to cover the basics of selling. And, and obviously one of the first things you have to figure out is what will you monetize? And when we say monetize, we mean like, how are you going to make money on Instagram? Like, how are you going to turn your passion into profits?
Yep. So what will you monetize? We think that there are five different categories or five different things that you can monetize on Instagram. You can monetize, number one, your influence. And we're going to break down each of these with examples and talk about them a little bit more. But you can monetize your influence. You can monetize your expertise. If you are super credible in a field or you have a background or you've been doing something for X number of years, you can monetize your expertise. You can monetize your opinions on something. You can monetize products, be it physical or digital products. And you can monetize your services. So these are the five different things that you can monetize. And let's go through each of these one by one.
And these are just simple examples that we're going to share with you, but there's so many different versions of, like, for example, influence. And almost everyone that we're going to share with you is either one of our students or one of the people who teaches for us inside of our academy. This is Natalie Jill, and she loves to monetize her expert, her influence, really, because she's built a very trusted community that basically they say, I know you're going to do your research. You're going to figure out if, in fact, it works. And so if there's something she falls in love with, and it's honestly something that she uses and she knows it's going to help people, well, because she's got incredible influence, meaning trust with her community, she can create deals with just about anything from the ingredients that she uses in her recipes to the equipment that she uses when she works out. That's influence.
I think a really cool thing that I wanted to add about influence is that Instagram is now starting to pay people for the amount of views that they're getting on their reels, for the amount of followers they have, for their live videos. So literally, Instagram can pay you just for the community that you've built. The second thing that you can monetize is your expertise. So this is Richard Gonzalez. He monetizes his expertise on how to be an advocate-based behavior training for dogs. So it's all of his posts, all of his content are around this expertise that he has developed, that he's gone to school for, which is, and all these certifications that he has around behavior-based dog training.
Hey, and Brock, so I just want to mention, when we say expertise to everybody who's watching, you don't need a certification.
Yep.
You don't need a degree. You don't need to be the best. You don't need to be the first. You don't need to be well-known. You just need to have an expertise that is a little bit more than someone who knows nothing. Yeah. So for example, when you think about it, you know, obviously there are people out there who you know more than what they do. And there's also somebody out there who knows more than you.
Yeah.
You have expertise of that person who knows nothing, and that can be monetized.
Yeah. I love to think about the word expertise as like, we've all been somewhere in the past, right? We've all had stories happen to us. We've all had things happen to us and experienced these different events and trials and highs and lows in our lives. And we've experienced those things for a reason. And I believe that, and you're here because you were meant to use those experiences and those stories, not to just hold on to and bottle up for yourself, but to share with others, to teach others. Like my mom said, you don't have to have a special degree or certification in something. You have experiences and you can use that to teach the group that you were just a part of.
And there's a million different ways you can do that. You can do that by, say, for example, your expertise. You could offer it as a consultation or as a webinar. You can monetize your expertise on the phone with someone. You can do a Zoom and charge for a consultation. You can use your expertise to create partnerships.
The next thing that you can monetize, Mom, you want to talk about this one?
Yeah, this is your opinion. And this is a great example of someone who's done a phenomenal job doing this. This is Melinda Farina, and she's got a really great business. She's like a concierge for anyone who's considering getting plastic surgery. And from personal experience, I can tell you that when you do all of your research, you don't always know really what you're getting because they're able to hide so many things and inflate their credentials, et cetera. So what she does is she monetizes her opinion. And here's how that works. She has vetted all the plastic surgeons, and then people pay her for her opinion on who's the best in a particular area for a particular service. Brilliant.
Very cool. Very cool. Another example of something that you can monetize is products. And specifically right now, we're talking about physical products. This is Rob and Melissa Stephson, and they do this with their family, which is, I think, a really cool thing. And obviously, I'm here with my mom. Family is of the utmost importance for us. Literally, we've brought family into the workplace. But so have Rob and Melissa, and they do this with their entire family now. And what they do is they flip their flea market finds. That's a tongue twister. They flip their flea market finds, and they make a six-figure income now, and they drive a lot of their traffic to some of the things they find and sell through social media and through their Instagram channel. So they haven't even, I think the cool thing about their example is they haven't even, you know, like created a product of their own. They haven't invented this new thing. They're flipping their flea market finds.
Yeah. And they're not just flea market finds. Like, they did this story recently on Instagram where their kid, they were driving down the road and their kid saw, I forget what it was, an abandoned chair. And they're like, wait, and pulled over, and then, you know, gave their kids an opportunity to clean it up and resell it. So it's not just flea market finds, but again, they're using Instagram to sell something that they don't have to make. They don't have to market other than using their social media.
Yep. Next up, we have the digital products. That's another thing you can monetize.
Yeah. And Kim Garst is somebody who I absolutely adore. And she's got a specific niche where she helps women who are of a certain age who feel very uncomfortable going on camera. So what she does, she uses social media, again, specifically Instagram, to reach those women who are like, I have something I want to sell, but like, I hate going on camera. And she offers a digital course that teaches them how to have confidence.
Very cool. This is Shan. She has monetized services. So, you know, a lot of these people, they do multiple things, and we'll talk about that in a second, but her expertise is in copywriting. And so her service is she uses IG to promote those copyright services, whether it's your captions, your email, your landing pages, whatever it may be. She is selling the services that she provides and using her Instagram to do so.
I have to say that she's got a really great Instagram handle. It's not something we're going to talk about, but I just want to point out, because I know we have a lot of Insta Club Hub members who are on. And one of the things we teach all of our members. So Brock and I have a membership group that's just Instagram related. So everything that we're teaching you isn't our opinions. It is based on the case studies of our over almost 12,000 now members.
Yeah.
So we're constantly pulling them. We're constantly getting data from them. We're constantly finding out, like, not just what does Instagram say works, or what does some, you know, 22-year-old with a YouTube channel, what do they say works, but like, what is actually working?
Yeah.
And one of the things that we recommend people do is that you use your a handle that in some way, shape, or form has your name in it. And so Shan's done a great job of doing that, because sometimes your name isn't available, mm-hmm. right? But it's you that you're really marketing. It's you that people are going to fall in love with. And so if she had wrote, you know, she wrote copywriting services as her Instagram handle, it doesn't have that same like connection as what Shan wrote does. Yeah. That's a great handle. So Tulin is a great example of someone who's kind of doing all of these things. So she monetizes her opinion. She monetizes her expertise. Her expertise specifically is she helps women who have more than 50 pounds to lose, figure out how to modify workouts, how to get fit without having to fit into like the norm of what you see as a fitness model. Tulin herself is a plus size fitness model, and she's beautiful and amazing. And she's got this incredible community of women that she empowers. And not only does she monetize herself as an influencer, but she also sells health services, digital products, physical products. So this is someone who one stream at a time mm-hmm. has tapped into all these different areas of how you can monetize Instagram. And I really want to emphasize the fact that she did it one stream at a time. You don't want to try to do all these things at once. You want to pick one and focus on it. And Tulin's just an exceptional example of that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that when you try to build all of these different streams of income at one time, it can really divide your energy, divide your efforts, and that can really slow you down. But when you focus on building one stream at a time, before you know it, you have seven successful flowing streams of income that all come together and form this gushing river of income. It's more than just a stream. It becomes an actual river of income. But most people think it's just, you got to sell, sell, sell. Right? Like, how do you make more sales? How do you get more customers? You just sell, sell, sell. You got to sell more.
Right.
And we don't believe that here.
No, no. In fact, we have found, and I can speak from experience, I've sold over $4 million without advertising on Instagram, not by selling. And I say that because I am not a fan of being sold to, and I don't think anybody is. And we believe that the right way to do this, and it's been incredibly successful for us, is to explain, you know, to have a dialogue, to talk to people the same way you would talk to your best friend. You would ask them questions. You would allow them to ask you questions. You would have a dialogue or answer back and forth. And then eventually you're going to show them what it is you're talking about and then tell them how it might work for them or might not. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you really do have to tell people if everything is amazing and you're obsessed with everything and everything is the best thing you've ever seen and everyone needs to buy. Like, that is so not believable. That is selling. Yeah, and that is really hard to maintain for a long period of time. People are going to unfollow you. They're going to know that you're a sell bot. They're going to know that you really don't care what's in it for them. You are just trying to make a quick buck. And so it is our recommendation. If you want to be in this for the long haul, and if you want to feel good about it, stop selling and start asking, answering, showing, and telling.
Love that. So let's talk about the actual social media buyer's journey. Because earlier we broke down that it's not build a big following, post a link, and count that money. So how does this journey actually work on Instagram? Well, here's how it works. Step one, feed posts. And that's how they find you. People find you through your feed posts. People don't find you through your stories. That's a golden nugget. That might be a mind-blown moment right there. But people find you through your feed posts. Step two, your bio, optimizing your profile, and that is how they follow you. So first they have to find you, and then they can follow you, and they do that because of your bio.
I hate to interrupt you there, Brock, mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. if your bio isn't optimized, mm-hmm. then your bio sends people away. And we've all done this, right? You've all like clicked on someone, you're like, oh, this is good. And then you look at their bio and you're like, eh.
Yeah, yeah. How about this? I want everyone to guess how many minutes or seconds it takes for someone to decide if they're going to follow you or not. A lot of you have heard me say this before, 7 seconds, 7 seconds or less. That's how long it takes for someone to decide if they're going to follow you or not. Split second. So you got to be optimized for that follow. Step three of the social media buyer's journey is your stories, your Instagram stories. That's how you get people to like you. That's how you let them get to know you a little bit more. Your stories, your live videos, maybe even your reels. That's how they get to like you. Step four, the direct messages. That's how you build trust. That's how you really get to know someone. I mean, think about it. It's like when you meet someone out, like when we used to meet people out in the real world, remember? And you would ask for their phone number, and then you get to talking on the phone, and you get to text messaging.
Did you ever do that?
I did that.
You did?
I'm a 90s baby, technically.
You actually went out and you actually asked someone for their phone number? You've done that?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
So step four, the direct messages, that's what builds trust. And then step five is the sale, when people buy from you. So it's not just, hey, you post up a link and you start counting that money. There is a whole journey that people have to go through.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that. Can I tell you how much I love working with my son? It's the coolest thing in the whole world. It's the coolest thing and it's the easiest thing. This kid is so sharp. And I guess it's because we share some DNA. Our timing, like understanding where he's going to go next, what I'm going to say next. It's so effortless to work with your own kid. I don't know that that's true for everybody, but I'm so grateful and so blessed to be able to do that. And it's also fun to pick on him a little bit, like that last little part right there where I was giving him a hard time about asking for someone's number in a bar, because he's just not that guy. Like, this guy is the furthest thing from a player you've ever met. And of course, he's engaged and going to be getting married in September to his lovely fiance, my future daughter-in-law, Taylor. But, you know, from the time he was little, he was just like not at all that guy. So it's just kind of hard for me to imagine Brock asking someone for their number. I shouldn't laugh. You know, obviously he asked for someone's hand in marriage, so he's got the ability. I would love to have you join us. We have such a good time when we do a live training, and there's still time for you to join us. So just go to growyourgram.com. And in the meantime, don't forget to like set an alarm on your phone so you remember to listen to the Quick Tip Tuesday that's coming up this week, where we're going to share with you those important things you need to make sure you're not doing because they destroy trust. Hey, listen. Super blessed that you're here. I love you. I mean that. It's my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. We're done. See you Tuesday.